And if you come to the show, I'll probably talk about Celebrity Apprentice. Because, you know, there might be some stuff that, you know, there might be some stuff that didn't make it to TV that was funny jokes that I think people might appreciate. So, yeah, that might be a thing.
Excellent.
Can you drop one now?
RossNoble.com for tickets as if he's going to do
that. That's not how it works, Fev.
Just drop one now.
You can't do
that.
Yeah, no,
I can drop one out and tell you exactly one now. So every single time I was in the boardroom and they edited around it, so there was a running joke that there's loads of little Easter eggs that I was putting in throughout the show. And one of them was, every time I walked into the boardroom, every time I was wearing the suit, I left the tag on. So, like, the tag was hanging off the suit. So that, and I was waiting for Lord Sugar to go, why have you always got a tag hanging off the suit? And I was going to say, well, look, if you leave the tag on, you can take it back to the shop afterwards, make a bit of money back, and that's business. And that never happened. And also, that was the other thing. I shouted business, or they only left it in two or three. But I would literally shout in those meetings, like we would sit down and before every task, with the rest of the team, I would scream business at the top of my lungs. There's loads of them. There was stuff. There was every day. I was just putting stuff in, and then, you know. But like I say, you got hours and hours of stuff to get into when I went into that after the sand task, that tie I was wearing was made entirely of sand. It was rock hard.
I loved it.
And you watch it on the telly, you would think Lord Sugar would go, why have you got your trousers rolled up? And why are you wearing a tie made out of sand, you idiot? Nah, wasn't even mentioned. You know what I mean?
You kept playing with your tie, too.
I was banging it on the desk going, come on, talk about the tie. And then there was one day we were going into the boardroom and I went to the makeup department. Everyone was getting dolled up. And I got the makeup people to give me like an orange face, you know, like a full spray tan. Like it looked with white, and my eyes were all white, little crow's feet at the side. And then I walked and I was like bright eyes. I looked like Donald Trump. And I thought, I'll just go in the boardroom and then like I'll be absolutely deadpan. Won't make any jokes at all. I'll just literally stand there with an orange face. Just before we walked into the boardroom, like all hell broke loose. And then the producer came through and went, take that off. The boardroom is not for mucking.